Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This article was published on the 30th of October, 2021, and is entitled Diablo Immortal. I tried out Diablo Immortal, that's a link, on my Galaxy Tab 7 Plus, which is a link to my review of that tablet, and, well, it's pretty convincing off the top, but I wonder if it's ethical to play anything from Blizzard these days. Pro tip, at the moment you can't get into the closed beta unless you're on Android in Canada. History. I've never been a serious gamer, often going months or years between playing anything at all. But Diablo is kind of an exception. Back in the D2 days, I was in a pretty serious Amazon-focused guild and put in a lot of hours. Then, a mere 9 years ago, I took a Diablo 3 Demon Hunter to level 60, that's a link, and then at some more recent point, I worked a Barbarian pretty deep on the PS4. I was having trouble getting past Malthael when boredom set in. So I'm pretty well steeped in this particular culture. Ethics. When I turned on my Pixel and Google Play popped up the Diablo invitation, I was about to flick it away because who wants to spend hours dungeon crawling on a handset? Then I remembered the big tablet, which has a beefy CPU and a 120Hz screen, and decided to give it a try. As I was getting spun up, there was this little voice in the back of my head saying, "Wasn't there some nasty news about Blizzard recently?" Well, yeah, it turns out to have been a shitty company with shitty leadership and shitty culture. Several links there. They got hit with state government Me Too litigation, which they characterized as irresponsible behavior from unaccountable state bureaucrats. Ew. I mean, seriously. But wait, maybe there's hope? The CEO got dumped. I read that, but people are saying no, they weren't. And then, just last Thursday, Blizzard apparently hit reset, making apologetic noises and announcing a range of measures with serious money behind them and going along with a lot of the disgruntled employees' demands. Normally, I'd be pretty cynical about this sort of corporate arm-waving, even though they're doing a pretty convincing job of sounding like an organization that recognizes it fucked up and is sincere about getting its act together. But the changes were welcomed by the ABK Workers Alliance, that's a link, which says they are the direct result of widespread grassroots employee pressure, which is something I'm pretty strongly in favor of. If I hadn't seen that, I would have uninstalled the game already. Now I'm feeling uneasy and watching closely. And here's a screenshot from the game entitled Heading Out from Leoric, and if you've ever played Diablo, it will look very unsurprising, and if you haven't, I'm not going to try and describe it to you. What it's like? Well, there's only one question, really. Is it possible to have a convincing Diablo-like experience on a mobile device? My initial answer? Apparently. On a big expensive tablet. And on a handset? Well, I don't know, and I have no interest in trying. Anyhow, check out that screenshot, which I've enhanced a little bit in Lightroom, partly because Diablo on a tablet, just like every other Diablo, is very, very dark. The way it works is you move around using your left thumb. You can see the move around doohickey in the lower left corner, dimly. Normally it's hardly visible till you drop your thumb on it, then it lights up. Then, with your right thumb, you bash away at your attacks and spells and health orbs and so on. The big circle down at the very bottom right is your primary attack, and, just like regular Diablo, you spend most of your time bang-bang-banging away at it. The other attack buttons have mechanics like long press to charge up an attack, and so on. So I guess the biggest delta against real Diablo is that you can't use the mouse to direct your attack. In practice, it feels a lot like playing on a PC or a PlayStation. More random notes in no particular order. Note. Aesthetically? Yep. Nailed it. Diablo. Note, Leoric? So this is the same story as D3? So far, yeah. In fact, I played last night until at level 18. I got ganked by the Skeleton King. And yep, Deckard Cain is there. Note, the little blue blobs at the top right are mobs entering the scene. Note, the combat is pretty crisp, but even on the big Sammy screen, it's really hard to see what's going on when you've got 20 or so skeletons and rats and grave robbers clustering around you. Hey, just like real Diablo. Note, performance was perfectly okay, except for moving my tune around with the left thumb, which felt kind of sluggish. Maybe that's because the Crusader character is just slow? Note, it looks pretty wonderful on that 2800 by 1752 OLED screen. Note, don't know why I picked a Crusader. I might go back and re-roll because it's not fitting with my style, so far at least. Note, it's multiplayer without any extra work or effort. I was a little surprised and disoriented when other characters were darting around my game. When you enter a dungeon, you get a chance to assemble a raiding party first. I haven't tried this yet, but will before I go take another run at the Skelly King. My Crusader can tank him for a decent amount of time, probably long enough if there were effective ranged attacks happening. I'll keep an eye on this, because I'm wondering if you could possibly have a good time playing this on a handset. But as of now, I'm convinced that there's fun to be had on decent modern tablets, which I assume includes recent iPads. In 2001, if you told me I'd still be playing Diablo 20 years later, I would have laughed at you. And maybe I won't be, if it turns out Blizzard remains a shitty company.